County Manager Osborne, would you like to take on the next item?
Go on, you there. I'd be happy to. So the next one is the Innovation Zone Bill, or BDR as it is, 1109. So as an update to where we are on this, we have met with Blockchains Group, Mr. Mitchell, myself, and our lobbyists, as well as other groups like TRI and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center GID. We have also met with various legislators about our position. And really, in essence, our position has been similar to the letter that was sent out that reflected the board's position on this both in March 3rd and March 16th. At this point, the discussion with the Blockchains Group hasn't really resulted in anything we're aware of as far as change or different positions. And we're pretty much at that point. So it is still not a bill. LCB is still writing this. Nobody knows what it looks like. We have asked if we would be provided as a county, the most impacted county, a copy of this bill, a day or three or five before it is dropped in the legislature. And that does not appear to be going to happen. So the bill will get dropped and then everybody in the state will see it at the same time, including us, and then we'll have to respond accordingly. At this point, where our message has been consistent, our master plan supports residential development out of Painted Rock. It describes what that residential development would look like as far as a mixed use, diversified community. The position as far as technology and innovation and blockchains and cryptocurrency and stablecoin, whatever you call it, as long as the state of Nevada takes a position to put the proper framework in place, we're fine with that. We can work with that. We have staff, in fact, folks on our elected officials team also that are looking at doing trainings for county staff on, you know, being able to accept whatever type of technologies might be coming our way with that regard. And I'll let them speak if they would like. And that's kind of where we are at this point. So we believe a bill is going to come out this week. It could be next week, but it's going to be sometime soon. And at that point, then we'll prepare for moving forward. You'll see in the staff report, there is an amended letter. So it's similar to the last letter, but I provided some kind of elaboration on elements that are in it, such as a little bit more discussion on what our master plan says with regard to the type of development I described. A little bit about our planned unit development process. It does explain to the governor that we have received to date no application for residential development, planned unit development, or any other type of such development at Painted Rock. It does talk about amendments that we've made to Title 16 subdivisions and Title 17 zoning that streamlines and makes easier the process of applying for such a development. And it reflects a little bit deeper the 2006 application that was received by the county commissioners and planning commission and approved for a planned unit development residential out at Painted Rock. It does talk a little bit about the quote unquote sandbox environment that the Blockchains Group has talked about, at least on one occasion in the media, is kind of a place to explore new technologies and innovate and be kind of in a place for the best minds of the world to be able to explore and be, quite ingenious. And we love that. And we believe that both our the smart city allowances for Painted Rock, as well as the entitlements that already exist for Tri-Center, are a perfect environment for that sort of thing to occur, as a lot of our companies out there are research and development and tech companies. So it does mention in there a little bit that we have some financial concerns and others as far as separating from the county. And at this point, my recommendation to you is to approve the amended letter with those extra elements. I do want to remind you that both of the letters in the past were submitted to the governor himself, as well as the governor's Office of Economic Development. We do look forward to a response, and this letter will also be the same.
Thank you for that, County Manager. With that, I'm going to go to public comment regarding the Innovation Zone. As a reminder, you can use the raise your hand feature or unmute yourself using *6. And another reminder that public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual. Is there any public comment regarding the innovation zone? Give it just a second here. All right, not seeing any public comments. I will reach out to Vice Chairman Mitchell. You have any comments?
I have a couple of thoughts. Certainly lots of discussions going on about this issue, and I've been pleased to have the opportunity to do a little bit of constituent outreach as well. I was able to meet with some of the residents that are in most highly affected by this proposal in the immediate area, and some good conversation there. My feeling is that the direct conversations that have happened have been reasonably productive in one aspect, and that is in really drilling down and identifying a few of the key issues at play here. But one of the things that concerns me is the proponents continue to publicly mischaracterize our position, and I don't say that lightly, but you know, as recently as this morning, I heard them on a podcast saying in no uncertain terms that this being their proposal is something that would never be permitted in Story County. And while I can't say, give a commitment that it would be permitted, there's a proper process for that. They haven't even tried. And so Chair Carmona, I don't know what your feelings are about instructing staff in addition to the recommendations that County Manager Osborne gave. I don't know what your thoughts are on maybe instructing them also to explore or issue some sort of direct public communication in that regard to make absolutely clear to clarify that aspect of this discussion, because it's frustrating for me that continues to be said, and I just don't see the validity in it.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Mitchell. I agree with some of your comments, that we want to engage in dispelling all the fake news that may get put out there. I guess I'm open to that. We've tried to be very available to discuss these matters with the blockchains team or R&R. Lobbying firm. I think we've made our position known in multiple areas. We've been quoted in papers. Folks have attended the meetings. I don't know how much louder we need to say the same thing over and over again. I think that if we're going to move forward with any sort of viable discussion, everybody needs to make sure that they're telling the right story. I would say that, Austin's or our recent letter, I think, explains our position again. And if we need to publish that and send it out to all the news channels, that's fine. But if we're going to be trying to work with these folks like we do every other business out at the industrial park, I would expect that only the truth is said. So I don't know how much more direction we need than, maybe to publish our letter, send it out as a press release, maybe send it out to all of the legislators down in Carson City so that, again, regardless of the message being given by others, Story County's position is pretty clear, and that's my take on it. So.
Okay. Yeah, and I would support that, and certainly my comments are not any sort of disappointment or condemnation with the efforts that have been done already. I think the letter is an excellent representation of our position, and I think my wondering is does it make sense for us to be more proactive in the distribution and specifically public outreach in regards to that aspect of the conversation?
Yeah. Again, I'm not opposed to it. I don't know what level you're referring to, but I definitely would support getting that most recent letter out again to the legislatures. If we want to send it out as a press release to all the news channels out there, I fully support that.
Okay.
So,
and I think we can leave it, appropriately vague and let staff make the call on specifically how and how broadly that gets distributed.
Sure.
Just giving some general direction in that direction.
Yeah. One of the things I've stuck with since day one, would really like to see the bill, there's been a lot of verbiage floating around, a lot of suspicion, a lot of, news outlets trying to, pick apart what they feel is important in what's been passed around. But again, I would say once that actual legislation comes out, then we may reevaluate our position or think of a different plan of attack to move forward. But I think we beat this thing to death. If you'd like to entertain a motion for direction to staff, I'd be happy.
Okay. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to instruct staff to issue the updated letter describing our position in regards to the Innovation Zone proposal and to distribute it as they see fit.
I can agree with that. So there's a motion. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.